Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's up? Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, back and better than ever after a long holiday weekend here in the States. Labor Day here in the U.S. all weekend long. Had a great time here at the Crowley compound. I am refreshed, even though I was up at 2:30 in the morning. I am focused, even though I've gotten no sleep. Hey, by the way, Jim Rohn says, don't tell the marketplace about your problems. Save that for your doctor, okay? Tell the marketplace about your dreams and your goals and where you're going. But let's talk about why yours truly was up at 2:30 in the morning. Still up. It's, what am I recording the show? 9:30 a.m. Fresh off an amazing coaching call, one-on-one coaching call. And I just want to share this message with you because you have expectations. True. Of course you do. You have expectations. You want your life to suck. No, you don't want that. You want your life to be amazing. You want your kids to be healthy. You want your relationships to be awesome. You want your bank account to be overflowing with abundance. But all those aren't hitting on every cylinder. And now you're all shades of mad. You're just upset. You might be even angry. Just don't be like these people on Facebook posting about all this political stuff. Just angry people. You ever know? I mean, this, especially this time every 4 years. Holy moly, man. Everybody. Trump sucks. Hillary sucks. Everybody sucks. But you don't suck. No, you're not the problem. It's the president. You know, every 4 years, you have a decision. You can vote here in the United States. And that's awesome. But the president has very little impact on you. He or she would never impact you down to the micro level of what you're earning, for example, because, hey, I've said it 1,000 times, man, I earned a lot under Reagan when I was 20 years old, earned a good amount under Bush Sr., Clinton, Bush Jr., Obama, here we go, man, another one, doesn't matter to me, I got my own opinions, you know, I'm not here to be the political pundit, but I am here to tell you, whoever is president of the United States, I'll keep earning money, all right, it's not that I don't have an opinion, it's just you don't want to hear that, you want to be motivated, inspired, empowered to go for your dream. From the crash test dummy of the entrepreneurs out there. Yours truly, the guy who basically tries a lot of stupid stuff so you don't have to. Having a conversation with my daughter over the weekend, I was like, come on, man, you got to stay focused now. Sophomore in high school, you're going to college, not going to college. There's no wrong answer there. I would have been, had I stayed in corporate and I was brainwashed, and you got to go to college, you got to get your degree. Now I'm like, hey, whatever you want to do, man, start at Macy's at $8 an hour. You'll be the manager in 3 years because you're smarter than probably most of the people there. You're a hard worker, and you'll be running the store when your other friends get out of school, $150,000 in debt, unless they're in a specific program, doctor, lawyer, engineer, something along those lines. You'll be making more, and you'll be more happy, and you won't have the 150 grand of college debt. Isn't that amazing? But what's your expectation? Back to the program. What's your expectation? Sometimes we get all upset because we're not where we thought we would be in life. Come on. That's you. Sometimes, of course, you must have had that thought. I'm looking on Facebook. And Joe and Liz have the lake house, and they're out boating on the holiday weekend. You know what I was doing? I was doing yard work all weekend long and taking my ungrateful kids to ballet and softball and lacrosse. And blah. Well, you know, I hear you. Joe and Liz probably do have the lake house. They probably also have a lot of problems and a lot of debt that you're not seeing because fake book out there. They're smiling, you know. We're all guilty of putting our best photos out there, but you don't know what's really going on below the surface. Everybody's fighting a battle. Either you're going into a crisis, you're in a crisis, or you're coming out of a crisis, okay? That's most people out there, and the ones that aren't, they're lying to you, all right? But why do you have these expectations anyway? Like, it's an illusion. Expectations are an illusion. Let me tell you how to get around that one, all right? Substitute expectation for appreciation. Ooh, we're going deep on a Tuesday. Substitute expectation for appreciation. Sam, I get a lot of people that are emailing me. Oh, thank you so much, by the way. A lot of people emailing me about the Chicken Runs at Midnight podcast last week. That was a good one, wasn't it? That's a great story. I'm speaking in Raleigh-Durham in a couple of weeks. Raleigh, North Carolina. And I'm going to lead with that Chicken Runs at Midnight story and talk about that because I think that's really powerful. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to iTunes, search my podcast end of August or so, and look for the Chicken Runs at Midnight. You can also go to my website, everydaysaturday.com. All my podcasts are there from all the way back to like 2008 or so, 2007. I don't even know. A lot of them, thousands of them to dive into. You'll be certifiably crazy if you dare to go through all those. But thank you for the feedback, the Chicken Runs at Midnight. I love that, delivering that message, and it sounds like you enjoy listening to it. But listen to me. Appreciate Rich Donnelly from that show. That show, that was a great example. Appreciate your kids. You got healthy kids? That's great. So they talk back, or they're on their electrical device all of a sudden. Like, well, hey, welcome to the new millennium, man. That stuff's okay. Focus on what you can control. Make the main thing the main thing. Don't major in minor things. And understand when you appreciate, like this morning, getting up at 2:30 a.m., I got up to relieve my wife, who just basically stayed up all night with our daughter. She wouldn't sleep. She's got these heavy secretions. She breathes through a trach tube. We got to do a lot of suctioning, blah, 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 blah. You don't want to hear our problems. You got your own, okay? All I'm saying is I came down, tapped the wife on the shoulder. Hey, I'm in. I'm the reliever. Called in the righty from the bullpen today at 2:30 in the morning. I sat with our baby on the couch while she slept and suctioned her and all that good stuff so my wife could catch a few hours of sleep. And I was seeing those same photos as you, man. People out having the barbecue, enjoying a great Labor Day weekend. I'm up at 2:30. Hey, I get the opportunity to wake up. That's pretty good. My kid's not dead. That's really good. And I don't have a boss. My dream's not dead. That's really good, too. Because think about if you had to go to work and you didn't own your own business, and you didn't have freedom, and you didn't have control. Way too many days I dragged myself into the office when I didn't get a good night's sleep the night before and had to work for somebody who's, you know how that goes. Boss, spelled backwards, is double S-O-B. We all know that. And I didn't feel good about it. You know why? Because I just didn't have control. Regardless if I liked the person or not, I didn't want to go into work. I was up all night. I was up all night, so I got up at 2:30. Guess what? My day today starts at 2:30. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that happening. I'll catch a nap here in a few hours. I'm going to go do some lawn work. Love, love, love mowing my lawn at the beginning of the week in the morning. I just do. I love it. Love it. Because nobody else is home. That's why I love it. I can mow my lawn Saturdays. I don't want to. Why? Because everybody else is doing it. I want to zig when they zag. I don't want to go with the flow because dead fish go with the flow. As stupid as it sounds, Sam, you're really making a big deal about when you mow your lawn. You sound like a moron. That's okay. I've been sounding like a moron for 10 years. That's okay. That's what gets me jacked up. I want to do the things now that I could never do because I was held hostage for so long in corporate. Okay? That's me. I don't know what drives you. Whatever drives you, you be you. Do it. Have fun doing it. But make sure you appreciate and don't expect anything and appreciate everything. Don't expect anything and appreciate everything. Everything. Your health, your family's health, your bank account, everything you got right now. Why do you got to have more? Because someone else does? That's stupid. It doesn't even make any sense. Should you strive for more? Of course. That's awesome. We all want more, but to expect it? I worked hard. Hey, great. We all work hard. Next. I'm a good person. Great. You're supposed to be. Next, how about appreciate what you got right now? You're driving in the car, listening to the show, appreciate you got something to take you from A to B. You listen to this on a smartphone, appreciate you have the ability to be connected wirelessly to the rest of the world. Come on now. Let's appreciate. No expectation. Just expect to make it through the day and add a ton of value. Oh, and I expect you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.